Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With this current team right now, they are 3-0, and whether expectations have shifted now from before the season to now with the Nick Bosa injury, we'll get into all of it. But it got me thinking about sports in general and how to define a building block year, and if it matters sport to sport, or is it the same? Because I view, you know, the NBA, we could see the building blocks coming with the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are now the reigning champions. Like we saw they were coming for multiple years. Every year they improved, getting, whether it was in the first round, okay, they got ousted. The next, they made the second round the year after that. And then they finally got over the hump and they were able to win the whole thing. And we all kind of saw it coming, right? Those were building blocks. If you want to go more local, you know, you referenced the 09 Giants, right? That was a building block for 2010, even though
they won 80-something games.
There you go. Yeah, you saw it coming.
Pablo, and yes, yeah, you saw definitely. You saw them building something. The pitching staff was really good. Lincecum won his second Cy Young Award.
Right, you saw with the Mark Jackson Warriors. I know they ended up being a first-round exit after they had gotten to the second round and losing to the Clippers, but you saw the team improving year to year. They made the big coaching change.
The building block year was 2012-2013.
There you go.
They took this quantum leap forward.
Yeah.
I would say they were disappointed. They stubbed their toe in the building block year. I think the year after the big quantum leap forward.
But you saw the talent there. You saw,
oh,
but,
no doubt.
But also that there needed to be a change.
Yes,
and the
no
right
doubt.
Change was made. They
no
shifted
doubt.
To Steve Kerr, and the rest was history. And they go on one of the greatest runs we've ever seen.
I would say in football, though, it's a different sport, and we can get into it. In 2022, you could see the Lions coming. They went 9-8 that year. You could see, oh, wow, they're winning big games down the stretch. That team has a lot of good building blocks. And then the very next year, they go 12-5, and then last year, go 15-2.
Absolutely. I think Sam referenced, you know, you can reference some Niners teams back in the day. I think he referenced the 2015 Raiders with Derek Carr, you know, Jack Del Rio taking over. You saw that they were making building blocks.
I would argue the 2018 Niners, though they were so disappointing, the final handful of games, they beat Seattle in the rain, for example, with Nick Mullins. Like, you could feel like they were building towards something.
And they were competing in all the games. Like, that's what made it so frustrating those years, that they were in every single one of them.
Even though they had the number 2 overall pick. It felt like they were. No, it really did.
No, seriously, though.
2018,
yeah.
I thought they ended it on a high note.
And that number 2 overall pick ended up being Nick Bosa, obviously out for the year. By the way, as we're talking about the 49ers, I do have to mention, we're going to be back at Laugh Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale for the kickoff show. Great food, great drinks, and great games in the parking lot. The show starts at 10 a.m. with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal, and all the early games will be on for you to watch as well. And get this, if you're going to the game, I'm going to keep mentioning this, we're going to be mentioning it all week, there is a free shuttle to and from the stadium. That is massive. Park at Laughing Monk for free, and then get a free shuttle to and from the stadium. All you have to do to sign up and reserve a spot is go to 95centthegame.com, click on the kickoff show graphic, and then click on the Eventbrite link and sign up. See you there. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. All right, so that brings us to this. We're talking about building blocks and defining building blocks, and I think we did that for the each and given sport. Are you viewing this Niners season as a building block season, Joe?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. Like, so if I was comparing and contrasting the three teams right now, Warriors, Giants, Niners, I don't think the Warriors, because of how old they are, can have a true building block season. It's really like, hey, you gotta win a championship or go really, really, really deep. And anything in between, like, it doesn't really matter about the growth today. It doesn't really matter about Pajemski and Kuminga and their growth long term, because we're really focused on the now.
Could last year be viewed as a building block for the Warriors, considering where they were and then where they ended up being? They were clinging to a 10th
spot.
The
optimist could say that. I would say they were kind of middling, going nowhere, and then they caught lightning in a bottle. And now I'm trying to see if it was real or not.
Okay. And that's
so I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
By the way,
I need more time to be able to have perspective.
Warriors Media Day on Monday, Joe, and we'll wait and see what's going on. Jonathan Kuminga, the qualifying offer, which has to be done by next Wednesday, October 1st. So we are monitoring that situation all week long.
And then, like, the Giants have been so low for so long, similar to, like, the Detroit Lions, that I think this year was a building block year for me, where they've actually got some pillars, Adamas, Chapman, Devers, hopefully Eldridge, you know, Robbie Ray, Logan Webb. Like, they're trending in the right direction. I didn't think they were a champion or even close to a champion. I was hopeful they could compete for a playoff spot. They kind of did in a roundabout way. But I can see that they're going in the right direction. The Niners, they've got so many players that are closer to the Curry level, meaning Hall of Famer. It's hard to say that they can have building block years when you're paying a franchise quarterback $55 million a year. It's hard to say you have building block years when you pay a pass rusher at the time the most ever in the league for a defensive player. It's hard to say that when you have a Hall of Fame linebacker and a Hall of Fame tight end. But it is football. And year to year, things change so dramatically that you're not a startup. You're not an expansion team. You know what I mean? Like, if you were drafting top five and you're starting from scratch, for example, Tennessee can have a building block year.
Yeah, they were the number one overall pick. They got Cam Ward. They're clearly, yeah, if they can win six games, that'd be a massive success.
Now, you were 6-11 last year, but your roster would say you're better than 6-11. Your coach would, you know, you're better than 6-11. So I'm kind of somewhere in the middle on the Niners in terms of building block. I'm not sure it can be, but like for guys like Ricky Pearsall and Dominic Pooney and all the young players on defense, like D Winners and stuff, can they build off this year? Hell yeah. But the windows are just so quick and so short in football. I have a hard time thinking there's this big carryover for every team in the league.
That's why football's the best. It's because every single week you live and die, and either you win and it's a victory Monday, and right now the Niners are 3-0. We haven't reacted to a loss yet, and it's been jubilation. It's been joy. There is a sense, though, I feel like when I talk to my Niner fans, my Niner buddies, all of that, when they're texting me, they're like, yeah, this is nice. Let's see. There's still some, I'm not totally jumping in to the warm water here and going all in. This is a Super Bowl team. This is a playoff contender. There's still some trepidation. And I think most football fans are like that. Like, even teams that we expect to be there at the end, they're not satisfied with being 3-0. And it is funny. Like, we had Baldy on yesterday, and the Philadelphia Eagles, after one quarter of getting just owned by the Rams, just one quarter, were booing them off the field. It's just one quarter. And again, that's Philly. They're unique. That's their thing. Whatever. I mean, they just won the Super Bowl, for God's sakes, back in February. But they're not even satisfied. They don't feel good about themselves right now. They don't feel like this is where they want to be. And I don't think Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh are viewing it the same way. That's what makes them so great. They're like, yeah, we could be better. It's great that we're 3-0. We could be even better going forward. And they're going to have to be without Nick Bosa, obviously, the rest of the season.
So do you think you can have a building block year with this team? Like, name another quarterback situation like this, meaning you've paid the guy, you know, good money. Name another building block situation. Would Buffalo have a building block here? No. Would Baltimore? No. Can the Chargers have a building block here?
Yes. If the Chargers go to the
AFC. I thought last year was a building block
here. Yeah, but they got popped in the playoffs. That's twice now Justin Herbert has lost in the first round. If they surpass the first round, I do think that's a building block type of year.
All right. So now, what about the Rams?
The Rams, no. They need to at least get to the conference title or the Super Bowl for it to be deemed somewhat of a success. Tampa Bay, they need to break through as well. That's a couple times now with Baker. Now, they did win the one playoff game against the Eagles a couple seasons ago. Yeah. But no, they need to break through now. There is no more building blocks for Baker and Todd Bowles. They need to win in the playoffs.
I guess where I'm going with this is that I think when you pay the quarterback, there's a level of he's established.
Yes.
And so then I think that kind of removes the building block element.
I also think it matters.
That's why Herbert to me is an interesting one. Why you say, I'm not disagreeing with you. I find that the Herbert one fascinating. I have as many questions on Herbert as everyone. But I also think he's really talented.
It's not just Herbert. And I'm glad you brought this up because I do think the head coach matters a lot in these conversations. The fact that it is Jim Harbaugh, you referenced Colin Cowherd the other week. He said Jim Harbaugh is the greatest coach of all time.
That's what Cowherd said.
That's what, okay, great. Like, you can't be one and done and get popped against the Texans. Your quarterback looked like dog poop in your first year at the Chargers. It's great that you got there, but now you got to start winning.
No, I hear you, but I think to make sure we give it full context, he was saying that to go from college and be great at multiple stops in college, go to the NFL, be great in the NFL, go back to college, be great again, win a national championship, and then go back to the NFL and be great in the NFL. No one's done that. Like, back and forth, back and forth.
Well, back and forth aspect, but I'd still argue Jimmy Johnson and Pete Carroll for using that analogy, guys that have won on both. I mean, Barry Switzer to an extent too. Like, I would put them probably above him as we're talking about it, but that's we could get into that conversation another time. I guess what I'm saying here is the building blocks matter with the head coach and the quarterback tandem together. So that's what, to your point, it is hard for me to say you could have a building block season when you do have the highest paid player in the history of your organization right now, and Brock Purdy as the quarterback, and we'll see today if he's going to be healthy enough to play in week four against the Jags. You do have a guy in Kyle Shanahan that's been to two Super Bowls now, one with Jimmy Garoppolo, one with Brock. You got your guy back here, Robert Saleh. The defense has been playing very well. Like, expectations, I guess, change weekly in the NFL. No, that's what makes it different for me from the other sports, Joe. For me, it does.
No, I hear you. Yeah. I do find it interesting. And I feel like Niner fans want their cake and they want to eat it too. Yeah. And they want to jump through hula hoops to justify multiple things that kind of contradict each other. We all think Purdy's really good. But if you suggest that he's not elite, people lose their minds. But using the algorithm of all the elite quarterbacks are held to certain standards and you can't have building block like seasons. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like,
there's a contradiction. I'll give you the teams right now that are allowed to have building block seasons. I'm going to give you the teams right now. I have them all in front of me.
Because I get confused with the Purdy thing as well.
The Bills are not one of those, but I'm just going to go by division. We'll start in the AFC East.
Just give me the top dogs.
All right. Patriots, this is a building block season. Mike Vrabel, first year.
Give me the ones who are. We know the ones who aren't. Like,
I'm telling you the teams that are allowed to have building block seasons this year.
No, but who isn't? Because it's a smaller list.
Okay, who isn't? The Bills aren't having a building block season.
Okay, one.
The Miami Dolphins are not having a building block season. They need to at least get to the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I just think they're done. But
fine. But I'm telling you. That's the reason why they might be done. Okay. Mike McDaniel and Tua both might be gone. So Bills, Dolphins. Bengals, nope. Sorry. No. The Steelers, nope. They need to win.
I agree on the Steelers.
Ravens, they need to win.
Yeah.
There you go. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars, they need to win, man. Trevor, in particular, got paid a lot of money.
I think just making the playoffs would be an unreal year for them.
Sure.
Okay.
But there
you go. I'll give you the Jags.
Texans, they've been to the playoffs 2 years in a row now. They're not looking too good, but they can't have a building block type of season. The last 2 years were building blocks, right?
Okay.
All right. I referenced the Chargers. Is this a building block type of a year for them? I think they need to win.
Chargers?
Yeah. The last year was their building block season.
That's the way I viewed it.
Yeah. All right. The Broncos. I think everyone crowned them. I wasn't part of it. They're 1-2 right now. I'm going to say this is not a building block year for them. They need to win. They got to the playoffs last year. Kansas City Chiefs, they're the Chiefs. They are expected
to. They don't do building blocks.
They don't do building blocks anymore.
They're all in every year.
There you go. The Philadelphia Eagles, no more building blocks. No more. No.
Yeah, I agree.
The Washington Commanders, this is an interesting one.
I think they can't have a building block year.
They were in the conference title game last year.
Yeah, that was you know, by circumstance. Not saying that they didn't earn it. You're the Commanders. Like, again, going through the Detroit Lion algorithm, having back-to-back great years would be a huge step for the franchise.
Now, this is an interesting one right here. We're talking about teams that are having building block type of years or would be allowed to have a building block type of year right now. And are the 49ers, 888-957-9570.
Are you allowing them to just have a good year and that's it?
Exactly.
And that's it. And just and be optimistic.
Dallas Cowboys. What do you... Now, I know. It's an interesting one in how we view it.
I just think they suck.
Okay. But if they make the playoffs this year, Joe, would you say it's a successful season?
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, you wouldn't expect that.
Yeah,
Brian Schottenheimer,
so I would not
coach.
Put them on this list.
Okay. So they're not. Okay. The Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, they got to win.
They got to win, right? They're 2-1 right now. What about the Minnesota Vikings? J.J. McCarthy.
I
got
think because
Carson
of McCarthy,
now.
They're allowed to have a building block here.
Okay. Fair enough. But... they just did that with Sam Darnold. I hear you. That's an interesting one, too. Detroit Lions.
Oh, they got to win now.
They got to win now.
Yeah.
And they're look. Hey, by the way, we're all kind of crushing it. It's still early. Lions look good. That offense is not, right now, not missing Ben Johnson. How about the Chicago Bears?
Yeah, they can have a building block here. Because, look, they have a long way to go. Okay. So, to me, they're a team, like, if they win 9 games, I think that'd be, they'd be throwing parades in Chicago.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I said there's no more building blocks for them. They need to win in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would agree, actually.
Okay. What about...
that's 14 teams.
And I think the rest of that division, quite frankly, they're all looking for building block seasons. The Panthers, the Falcons, the Saints.
Okay. So is that everyone in the league?
NFC West is the rest of them. You said the Rams, no more building blocks. Cardinals, they just need to make the playoffs Rams, with Jonathan Gannon.
Rams. Yeah, I think they can. I think also
I think
Seattle
Seahawks.
Can.
Exactly.
All right. So there are 15 teams, not named the Niners, who can have, like, they're all in. They got to win it now or go really, really deep. The common denominator on 13 of those 15 is they've paid their quarterback.
Yeah.
The only two with quarterbacks on rookie deals are the Texans and Broncos.
Yeah.
So where do the Niners
fall? And I think I'd put the Commanders in there too, but I know you're not, and that's kind of where I'm at with it because they have a rookie contract as well. I think the Niners... again, as I'm going through all these things, the NFC's wide open, man. Like, I'm getting to the point, if they go 4-0 after this week, yeah, no, this isn't a building block year for them. No, I'm not doing it. No building blocks anymore for the Niners. Not with Brock, not with CMC,
okay.
Not with Trent Williams, not with Kyle Shanahan, not with Robert Sala back here. Ricky Pearsall, the way he's looking, you're going to get George Kittle back. There's too much talent on this team for me to say that this could just be a building block year. No, I'm not giving them that. No. And that's how highly I think of this team and organization.
Who does that pressure fall on? The whole team, the coach, quarterback? Like, if you were just to break down how you were going to...
It's coach,
like,
and quarterback. Coach ultimately. And quarterback. It's going to be the coach and the quarterback. And also... now that the Nick Bosa injury happened, it's going to be on Robert Saleh. There's going to be a lot of pressure on him to right this ship. And I know a lot of people aren't probably going to say that. He's going to be feeling his own pressure. Do you know, all right, Fred's got to step up. Lenore, they've both stepped up. D-Winner's got to step up. Every single person on that defense is going to have to step up even
more. Did you hold Dan Campbell accountable when he lost Hutchinson? I didn't.
No, but they kept winning. But we all knew that the season wasn't going to go the way they wanted to.
They went 15-2.
They did, but Joe.
God, he was amazing.
But it wasn't just Hutchinson. Who else was it? It was Anzalone. It was everyone on that team.
Aaron Glenn did such a great job. That's why he got hired. But, like, I'm actually more impressed with Shanahan for the first three games than I've been in a long time. And it's because of what he's been able to fight through. You lose your quarterback that you paid all that money to. You lost Deebo Samuel. You lost Brandon Ayuk in injury for Ayuk, and Debo's not on the team anymore. You lost Nick Bosa now. You've been without George Kittle. You've been without Juwan Jennings, and you're still winning games. Like, I think the context definitely matters in this one, and I've thought that Kyle's done an unreal job. Yes, Saleh has done as well. And then I just think right now, like, what's going on with Purdy? Where is he at?
That's the big question.
Is he
going to
play?
That's the big question this week.
Like, what's going on with Purdy?
I don't know.
I think I feel really good about the coach. It's the quarterback. And I'm not saying that – no one's saying he stinks. It's just what's going on.
And, I talked about it before the season started. That's why I was high on this team. I thought they had a chance to win the division against the Rams. Obviously, all the Matt Stafford back stuff. Hey, he's still a hit away from me saying, you know what? Jimmy Garoppolo might be right down that door if he has to miss a couple games. And do you feel better about having Jimmy Garoppolo as your backup than you want a guy like Mac Jones? I'm just saying.
So now that we've kind of, you're in the camp of like, hey, you should be all in, basically, is what you're going at.
I think Niner fans, I think a lot of them were ho-hum heading into this season, and a lot of them are slowly starting to believe again that, okay, we got some action.
Okay.
And I think you can, Niner fans. I'm telling you, you can jump in on this team. I'm allowing you to hit the cannonball off the diving board. Jump all in on this team right now.
Well, I'm enjoying where they're at, but I'm also cautiously pessimistic in the sense that I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop with these injuries.
What do you mean?
It just feels like, you know, there are certain omens as the year goes on that you can only overcome so many injuries to so many guys. And, like, losing Bosa for the whole year, if it was like 2 months and I knew, hey, at some point he's coming back, I would have this head in my back of my head, like, hey, like, you just gotta find a way to survive and tread water until he returns. And when he comes back, even if he's a different version of himself, you could figure it out. Like, now I'm just like, ah. Not that I'm not excited. Not that I don't think you gotta. Of course you gotta play it out. Of course you gotta like try to make your team better at the deadline and improve in any way you can. But you can't. I don't know, man. You just can't be all in.
I understand what you're saying there. They've won in such gritty ways early on here. I know Nick Bosa was a huge part of that game one and game two win. Obviously, single-handedly winning it towards the end there, causing that fumble on Sam Darnold to seal the deal up in Seattle. But I'm very curious to see all these young guys step up now. And that's going to be the tale of the tape going
forward.
Can I be
in wait-and-see mode?
Yeah, sure, you can, but I'm telling Niners fans, they're absolutely allowed to jump back in on this team. Like, there is a part of me that wants to be cynical and said, hey, you know, and I know you and Bonte, he joined us yesterday every single Tuesday. Like, this is why we don't do the schedule game. This is why we don't do that. Well, it's also kind of why we do the schedule game, because a lot of people that did the schedule game before the season had the Niners in this scenario. They thought they were 3-0. They thought they were better than the Seahawks. And right now, through 3 weeks, they were. Through 3 weeks, they've been better than the Cardinals. They're better than the Saints,
but,
okay, obviously.
But all the predictions that people had, all of them, in preseason, none of it came down the way that those games played out.
No, but they won.
I understand
they
that.
They won those games.
But now that we've watched those games, nobody was like, hey, you know what I think is going to happen? I think the Niners are going to throw a game-winning touchdown to Jake Tonjes on a 50-50 ball. Like,
no, but we talked about it, Joe, and why did I take the Niners even with the backup? Because of Kyle Shanahan. And I knew he was better. He's a better head coach than all three of those other guys. McDonald, who's my interim coach, Kellen Moore. And then obviously last week against Jonathan Gannon. And then this week against another first-time head coach, as we did that exercise the other day, Liam Cohen. And we know Kyle Shanahan's record against first-time head coaches in their first year. It is very, very good. It's already 1-0 this season with a chance to go 2-0 this Sunday at Levi's.
I'm in such wait-and-see mode because I'm guarded and I don't want to get emotionally down anymore. And I'm still gutted for Bosa. And it's just like, I'll talk myself into Sunday. Well, I'm just talking big picture. I feel like I've put an artificial ceiling on the scene.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.